We continue now with Masachas Beitza, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, although we're going to begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah over here is talking about a situation where Shabbos comes out right after Yom Tov, and the subject of the Mishnah specifically is about tefillah in the mikveh, immersion in the mikveh. Says the Mishnah, Chol Yos Achar Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov comes out right after Shabbos. So you have Shabbos followed by Yom Tov. So Beishamai Yomim Madbila Nasakol Melefnei Shabbos. Beishamai says that anything that requires immersion in the mikveh, says Rashi, Bein Adam Bein Kelim, whether we're talking about people who require immersion in the mikveh or Kelim, that should all be done before Shabbos. Says Rashi, the Kaim alone, because we hold in Rosh Hashanah Chayiv Adam Latahir Atzmo Beregel, that a person should purify himself in preparation for Yom Tov. This is especially so in the times of the Beis HaMikdash when people would be handling things that require a state of Tara, or they'll be visiting the Beis HaMikdash which requires a state of Tara. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Uviniv Losam Losi Ga'u Umukim La Beregel. Right, so Rashi quotes the Gemara that says, the Pasuk that says, we should not come in contact with the source of Tumah, Nevela, is talking about Yom Tov. So, Hilkach Yatmul Mi'erev Shabbos, to also Lahatmul B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. Therefore, it says B'Shamai, one has to go ahead and do a tefillah before Shabbos, because it is prohibited to be Ptovel in the mikvah on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. That is the position of B'Shamai. B'Shamai, Hilalomim, Kalim Milifnei HaShabbos, V'Adam B'Shabbos. Beis Hillel say there is a distinction between Kalim and Adam. When it comes to Kalim, when it comes to utensils, so these can be done before Shabbos. These must be done before Shabbos. However, Adam, a person himself, he could be tovel in the mikvah even on Shabbos itself. Rashi informs us that the Gemara will explain the reason for this distinction. Why, according to Beis Hillel, we differentiate between Adam and Kalim when it comes to immersing in the mikvah on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, v'shavin shemashikin asamayim b'kli, evin l'tahara, of a lomad bilin. And both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that we can facilitate what's called hashaka, which means mixing, connecting the tamei waters together with the waters of a mikvah. We could do this in a kli evin, in a stone vessel, in order to, in this case, be metahir the waters. Rashi over here explains this process. V'shavin shemashikin asamayim, misha yesh lo mayim yafin lishtos. A person who has edible drinking water, v'nitmu, but they become tamei, so memali mehen kol kli evin, so he could place them into a stone vessel, v'nosnem emikva mayim luchmat shemashik mayim lamayim. And he places this kli into the mikvah slowly to the point where there is the waters in the cup connect with the waters of mikvah. Nimtzu elu zruim umchubarim lemei mikvah. And it comes out that there is a connection that is made between the two waters. Ubatli agabayu v'taharu. And this is a way of being matari the waters. Ve'ein o tara b'mikvah l'chol ochel mashke elu mayim. And there's no other tara in the mikvah for any other food or drink that is similar to this. And Rashi explains this as v'lobatars tefillah. This is not true immersion in the classical sense, elobatars zriya. But rather, as the Gemara in Pesachim explains, this is Betara Zriya, this is a form of being Metayer, waters only. So over here, going back to the Mishnah, it says, V'shavin, B'shavin, B'shavin, agree, Shemashikin Asmai B'kli, Latara, that it's permissible to go ahead and do a Hashaka on Shabbos, Avalo Matbilin, but not true Tvila. So over here, Rashi says, B'gemar B'farish, Ein Nosan Asa B'kli, Eitz Tamei, that you're not permitted to go ahead and to use, let's say, a wooden vessel that itself requires tvila, and say, I'm going to place this into the mikvah, and agav the kli, so the water in the cup is also going to become tahar. That you cannot do on Shabbos. However, you can do the hashaka, which you're taking a keli that itself does not require tvila. And finally, says the Mishnah, umatbilin migav legav, mechabura lechabura. The person go ahead and immerse utensils from one purpose to another, or mechabura lechabura from one group to another. Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain exactly what this means. So now begins the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud. The kuli amamias kli b'shabbos lo. So everybody agrees. B'shabbos and B'shabbos agree that it is prohibited to go ahead and to be tovel a keli on Shabbos. Adam, it's a subject of machlokas between B'Shabbos Hillel when it comes to immersing a person. However, to immerse a vessel, everybody agrees is no good. So says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? So Amar Rabba, Rabba says the reason is like this. Gezeira Shema Yitlenu B'yado V'yavireno Arba Amos B'shus Arab. The concern over here is that a person is going to take the keli that requires tefillah in the mikvah, and he's going to carry it for Amos in the Rishus Arabim, and he's going to violate Shabbos. And so explains Rabba that the Isser over here being Tovel Akli on Shabbos is not because there's anything which is fundamentally wrong with doing a tefillah on Shabbos. The problem over here is it's gezeira that it will lead to carrying in a Rishus Arabim, which of course is an Isser. So Amalei Abaye, says to Rabba, Yesh labor b'chatzera ma'ikel meimar. So what are you going to say regarding, let's say, a person who has a bor, a cistern, in his chatzer, in his own property, in his own courtyard? So here, he can carry it without having to walk through the Rishus HaRabim. So what are you going to tell him? You're going to tell him that it's permissible? We know that that's not so. The Mishnah speaks, blow plug, that it's prohibited for everybody to be tovel kelim on Shabbos. So why should this be? We should say it's only prohibited for those who have to walk through Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbi says back to Abaye, Gezeira barba chatzero, ato barba shus harabim. No, that this is a gezeira that was made across the board. So if a person has a bor in his chatzer, so for him there would really be no concern that it would lead to chelo Shabbos. But he was included in the gezeira. The Chazal say one may not be tova kelim even if they have a barba chatzero, ato, because this could lead to a person carrying to a bor that is placed in the Rishus HaRabim. So says the Gemara Tinach b'Shabbos, this makes sense. Why Chazal would prohibit one to be tovel kelim on Shabbos? However, be Yom Tov ma'ik le'meimar. Why are you going to say on Yom Tov? After all, there would not be an iser of carrying kelim at all on Yom Tov, because that would not be usur. And so therefore it makes sense that on Shabbos it should be prohibited to go ahead and to be tovel kelim. And on Yom Tov, so says the Rabbah, gazu Yom Tov atu Shabbos. So over here the Chazal made a gezeira of Yom Tov because it would lead to Shabbos. Tosos says over here, the second Tosos, v'lav gzeira gzeira. It would seem that this is a gzeira gzeira. The first gzeira is you cannot be tovel kelim because it will lead to chil Shabbos, lead to carrying. And you cannot do it on Yom Tov because that will lead to you doing it on Shabbos. That sounds like what we call a gzeira gzeira. In the beginning of the Masechta, we spoke about this concept that we don't make a gzeira gzeira. So it says Tosos, no, this is not a separate gzeira. The Yom Tov Shabbos achasi. Shabbos and Yom Tov are similar enough conceptually that it is all included in the same gezeira. It's not the Chazal made one gezeira on Shabbos and then made another gezeira for Yom Tov. For this purpose, Yom Tov and Shabbos are similar enough that it was all made as part of one general gezeira. So it's on this very point that the Gemara now continues in question. Says the Gemara, Amigos Rinan, do we actually go ahead and make such a gezeira? Says Rashi, still on the first line, Amigos Rinan, Umi Achmar Rabban and Kulei Hai B'Hach Takanta, the Tfilas Kalim, Ligzar Hatera Atuisura Gzera Ligzera. The Chazal really go to such extent to say that you may not go ahead and do something which is really fundamentally permissible because it may lead to an Isser in such a manner which is really, again, seems on the surface to be Gzera Ligzera. But Tanan, don't we learn in our Mishnah, Vishavin Shemashik Nasamayim Bechli Evin Lataran? It says that a person can go ahead and take the tummy waters and be Mataria them through Hashaka in a Kliyevan, in order to be Matari them. Avalomat Bilin, but you cannot go ahead and do this in, as we saw already, Kliyates in wooden Kalim, because your objective over there is to be Matari both the water and the Kalim. V'isan, that if it was true that what we really make these gezeros in this situation, so Nigzar Hashaka Atu Hatpala. So we should say that you cannot go ahead and even do the Hashaka, because this would lead to one doing an actual tefillah. So says Gemara v'tizbara, and according to you, I isle mayim yofim, hani lomeli lemeved luhu hashaka. Now wait a second. If a person, let's say, has other waters, like he has in this case, which are tohor, so why does he have to go ahead and do hashaka in the first place? He could just go ahead and drink those waters. Ela de leslu. It must be that he has no other water that is edible. V'kevin de lesle mizar zorabu. And since he has no other water, so therefore he's going to be very careful that he's going to prevent the water from becoming tamei, and we're therefore not as concerned that a person is going to go ahead and violate Shabbos in this situation. And why exactly is that so? So Rashi says over here, Mizar Zarubu, he's going to be very careful. Shelo yitmu bekevan dezayiru. Since in this situation the guy's going to be zah, he's going to be very careful. Havilhu tumasam milsad lo shchicha. This particular situation would be considered a very unusual one, and when it comes to what's called the milsad lo shchicha, something which is very uncommon, lo gazva rabbanan. So it's almost because of a technicality over here, because the circumstances are being deemed as very unusual, very rare. So this would be considered something that Chazal would not go out of the way to institute a gezeira. So Abaye continues to challenge Rabbi's explanation over here, that the reason why you're not permitted to go ahead and be tovel kelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov is because it will lead to a carrying in a shus rabbis. So that's the Gemara. So Abaye says, what about this brisa? It says in the brisa, madlin b'dili tamei v'hu tahor. A person can go ahead and draw water from the mikveh on Yom Tov using a bucket, a keli, which is tamei, and then by being dola with it, by using it to draw water, v'hu tahor, so it automatically will become tahor through this immersion. In other words, to go ahead and actually be tovel something that he's not permitted to do. However, over here, since he's not doing it for the purpose of tefillah, he's doing it to draw water, so memela become tahar, this is something which is permissible. Says Gemara v'isa, now, if it was true that what? We issue gezeiros in this situation, so nigzer dima asul as bula be'enes, so we should say that a person should not be permitted to do this, because this will lead to one going ahead and to actually immersing tamei kelim for the intention, for the stated purpose of being Metire them. So says the Gemara, Shani Asim, no, this case is different. Why? Mitoch shelo huchulo ela al yedei doyo, because since the bucket that he was using over here was prohibited to him unless he would actually go ahead and be dola in this way. In other words, it's only permissible by means of his using it for drawing the water. So Zacharu, so therefore, he will remember in this situation that it is prohibited for him to go ahead and be Tova Kalim. So over here, he's going to remember because there's no other way for him to do it. Continues Abaye Esve Kli Shenitma Meir Vyamtiv. A person has a Kli, a utensil that became Tameh before Yamtiv. Ein Matbilen also a Yamtiv. So a person may not go ahead and be Tova this Kli on Yamtiv. Be Yamtiv, however, became Tameh on Yamtiv itself. Matvilen also be Yamtiv, so then he can. Now, if it's true that what we make gezeiros in this situation, so Chazal should say no, that we ban tefillah on Yom Tov altogether. And it doesn't make a difference whether or not it became Yom Tov before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov, it should all be included in the gezeira. So says the Gemara, wait a second. For something to become tummy on Yom Tov, this is very unusual. And as we saw already, Chazal did not make gezeiros in very unusual situations. And why is it so unusual for something to become Tamei on Yom Tov? So says Rashi, Shari Akol Matarin Beregel, as we already saw beforehand, most people, everybody hopefully, is Matire themselves with the Yom Tov. V'kol Shekein Shezihirin Mili Tamei. And so therefore, people are going to be very careful not to become Tamei L'chachila. So that somebody should become Tamei on Yom Tov is very unusual. So in that situation, again, that's called the Milsa L'shchicha. So, Lagazar Bar Rabban continues the Gemara and attempts to refute Rabba with another Braisa. Esve, it says in the Braisa, Kli Shenitma Ba'avatuma, a Kli utensil which became Tame through contact with an Av Hatuma. So, an Av Hatuma literally means a father of Tuma, but what this refers to is a primary source of Tuma. An Av Hatuma would include an Avela of any one of the Shmona Shratzim, which are the special species of dead rodents which are found in the Torah, specifically identified as being sources of Tumah. These are among the Avasa Tumah. The nevela, the carcass of a nevela, an animal that dies by any means other than shechita, and a nida. So these are all considered to be Avasa Tumah. And the din is that min haTorah, a keli can only become Tamei through an Avatumah. So it says over here in the Braisa, Kli Shenitma B'Avatuma, Ein Matbilen Osa B'Yamtif. So such a Kli, you cannot go ahead and be Tovel and Mersin on Yamtif. However, B'Vlad HaTuma, if a Kli became Tamei through its contact with a Vlad HaTuma, meaning that would be either a person or another Kli, or even food which came in contact with an Avatuma, So Vlad means a derivative of something which was secondary to the Yavatoma. So then Matbilan also be Yamtif, so then you can go ahead and immerse it on Yamtif. So we see from this Braisa, really for the first time, is that there are entire categories which are permissible for Tefillah on Yamtif. Something, namely, a Kli, which became Tamei through a Vlad Atuma. So says the Gemara, V'yisena, if it's true that we make Zeros in this situation, Nigzer Ha Atu Ha. So she would say, no, you should not be permitted to go ahead and to be Tovel Kalim, that became Tamei through contact with the Vlad Atuma, because it will lead to being Tovel Kalim, that became Tamei through an Avatuma. Says the Gemara, wait, Vlad Atuma Hechim Ishkach Asla. In what situations would we find that anybody would be concerned about a keli that came in contact with a Vlad Atuma? Obviously, only by Kohanim. And why is this? Because Rashi explains over here, as we already said, Minat Torah, there is no Tuma that is going to be contracted by a keli in its contact with Vlad Atuma. It's only when it comes to Kohanim, who deal with Kachim and Truma, that require additional levels of sanctity. And Midrabanan, so Chazal added additional layers through which the tumah can be contracted or passed along beyond that which is so min ha-Torah. So it's only Kohanim who are dealing with additional heightened levels of tumah v'tara that we'd be concerned about tumah through a vlada tumah. So if that's true, says the Gemara, Kohanim is reason haim. It's a general rule. We say that Kohanim has reason, which means they are very diligent when it comes to their observance of the Torah mitzvos. And so therefore, we're not concerned that this group of people will make such a mistake, namely that they will go ahead and be tovel something that came in contact with the Vlad Atuma through, came in contact with an Av Atuma. So what we seem to be saying is that fundamentally, Kohanim has Zrizim altogether, and really we should permit them to be tovel anything. But we don't make such an exception across the board when it comes to Kohanim. When it comes to a category of Kalim that would only really be a relevance to Kohen, namely a Kali that comes in contact with a Vlad Atuma, so over here the Braisa says you can go ahead and be Tovel such a Kali on Yavdif. Again, because it's only Kohanim that would be dealing with such a situation, and Kohanim are Zrizim. The Gemara now continues with the last attempt to refute the sheet of Rabbah. Toshma says, Rabbah, wait a second. Take a look at this. Amar b'chiba rashi, Amar Rav. Rav taught the following. Nida she'en l'begadim. Let's say you have a nida, a woman who's required to be tovel herself on Yomdiv, and she has no other kalim to change, she has no other clothing to change into while she goes ahead and is metai her or her clothing, which are tummy. So ma'aremis v'tovelis b'vagadeha. So she can go ahead and she could immerse herself with her tummy clothing on, and this will actually go ahead and be metaher, not only her, but her clothing. Says Rashi, she'en l'begadim tahorim, she does not have any pure clothing, lahachlif, in order to change into, v'lilbosh achat filasa. After she goes ahead and is tovelos in the mikvah herself, she doesn't have anything to change into. V'yom yomtif, and after all, we're talking about yomtif, eni chol hat filasa elusha alel. She can't go ahead, and as we already saw, everybody agrees, you can't go ahead and take kalim, in this case clothing, and be tovel adam on yomtif. So what can she do? Maremis v'tovelas. She comes up with a haram over here. She comes on with sort of a trick. And she's tovelas as Rashi kishihi levusha, while she's wearing her clothing. V'sokol ha'tfila afla kalim. So now the tefillah is effective not only for her, but for the kalim as well, for her clothing. V'lo mucha milso shihi metakenes. And it's not obvious at all by what she's doing that she's being masakein the kalim, that she's being metar the kalim, dilatfilas atzma nichnasa, because it would seem circumstantially that she's entering the mikvah for herself, v'odemutu litvol. And as we already saw, according to Beis Hillel, a person is permitted to go ahead into the mikvah for being metar themselves on Yom Tov. And so therefore, says Rav, it's permissible for her to go ahead and to immerse herself with her clothing on, because in this case it's anything but obvious that she's being Toveles her clothing as well. So says the Gemara v'Misa. Now, if it were true that we are concerned in this case and we issue these additional gezeros, so nigzadilma asalit v'li meinayu. So Chazal should say, no, a woman who's anida may not go ahead and immerse herself in the mikvah with her clothing on, again, because it will lead to actual immersion of clothing themselves. So says the Gemara, shani hos, in this case is different. Why? Mitoch shalo hutchlo, ela yidei malbush, zechurala, since what? It is only permissible for her to take these clothing into the mikveh by wearing them. So therefore, Zechurahi, she will remember that there is an Isser otherwise. In other words, the circumstances are such where she is so limited in terms of how she could actually go ahead and perform the tefillah on her clothing in this situation, so we are not concerned at all that she will able that she would forget. So we see that essentially, even though there were four or five different attempts to refute the sheet of Rabbah, Rabbah has defended himself consistently throughout this sugya, and maintains his position that the reason why Chazal tell us that a person cannot be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos or Yom Tov is because of the concern that it would lead to Chil Shabbos, namely by a person going ahead and carrying the Kalim Arba Amos in Rishus Rabim. And even though technically there is no Isser of carrying on Yom Tov, this was all included in the Gezerah. Chazal say you can't do it on Yom Tov and you can't do it on Shabbos. This is the Shita of Rabbah. When we learn next, we'll continue to see some of the other Shitos, Nigamara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bibi, others who explain why, different reasons as to why you cannot be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos or Yom Tov.